Well, they've been flying the Sydney Sixers, and this big derby comes up, of course, tomorrow, where we get the top of the table clash as it stands at the moment. And Daniel Hughes has been on fire, not only himself but the team. Morning, Daniel.
G'day, boys. How you going,
mate? You haven't paid that Vodafone bill.
I don't know what's going on there. You keep cutting out.
That's all right. We'll get you down the shop, mate. Get one of those new iPhones. Mate, what about this BBL season? You're flying.
Yeah, we are. It's been a bit crazy. There's been a bit going on. We've been in lockdown sometimes. We've been in quarantine. We've been over to Perth. We've been here, there and everywhere. But we look at the table and we're on top of the ladder. We're playing some really nice cricket. And we're excited to play the derby here in Canberra, and Thunder been going well as well, so that's going to be an awesome game.
Have you guys completely separate from family and partners and that kind of thing at the moment?
Yeah, we are. We had a little bit of an opening there over Christmas period to try and get the families in, but that wasn't to be due to COVID.
Oh, we've lost him again. He's cut out again. It sounds like
tower's gone down in Canberra.
The tower. We'll get Daniel Hughes back there any moment. So he's got an issue with his phone. What about 73 matches he's played for the Sixers? 73 matches, 31 years of age, and he is. It's amazing how that bit of form over the summer, and you can get thrown up in other conversations. You're back with us, Daniel.
Got you.
Shawnee was just talking about COVID life. So, what do you blokes do apart from training? Is there a bit of a setup for you? You've got the PlayStations, or have you got something to do together, or are they just a mob of pests and you're thinking, get me out of here?
Oh, don't worry, there's plenty of pests, but we've got a team room. So we have a team room in most hotels that we're in where there's a few board games, there's card games, there's a few poker players in the team, and there's a few PlayStation and Xbox players going around. So the guys do entertain themselves with a few board games and bit of golf up and down the hallway in the hotel. So
beautiful.
We're just finding ways to entertain ourselves. But cricket and training's actually been quite a nice distraction. So it's been nice to get out there when we can actually get outside and train, and when we can get outside and play. And the guys really lift and look forward to getting outside to train and play. So it's been nice.
Speaking about getting outside and playing, Dan Christian, how well's he tracking at the moment?
Yeah, he's like a fine wine, isn't he? He just gets much better with age. We're lucky to have him. Just to have his experience and his calm head around the group. It's been really nice with his bowling and with his batting the other night. He's just going from strength to strength, and he could play till he's 45, I reckon, the way he's going. Yeah, it's been nice to have him.
Sometimes we get some of our punters think, oh, it's a bit of hit and giggle, and it's a hard, I must admit, it's a hard series and season and format of the game to follow form, because one week you can be flying, you can beat the Heat, next you can be towed up. But why do you blokes, why have you had so much success this season? What do you put it down to?
I just think as a group, we've just gotten around each other off the field, and I think that the team that can handle the hub the best and get around each other and keep being kind to one another and enjoying each other's success, I think that's going to be the most important thing this year. I mean, you can see that in the close finishes. We always try and say we win by design, and whatever that looks like on the night. So we try and take the game as deep as we can, because we know anything can happen. And you can see the four or five wins that we've had there's been a couple in the last over. So we just try and hang around and play our way, and hopefully things can go away at the back end of the game. So and guys are enjoying each other's company. So that's the main thing.
So next up, Sydney Thunder. How do you get the job done against them?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting conversation we'll have at training today to see how we go about tactically taking them down. But I think, like I've said, we just play our way, keep doing our stuff. They've got some really, really good young talent. Tanvir Singh has been bowling really well. I think he's the leading wicket taker in the competition. They got Ollie Davies. Their captain, Cal Ferguson's been going really well as well. And they got some explosive opening batsmen in Usman Khawaja and Alex Hales. So, yeah, it's going to be an awesome game. And we're looking forward to the game against them on Wednesday night, I think it is,
With this particular BBL, in previous times when you've gone on and won, you get to go and compete I think it's overseas, isn't it, with the other winning sort of Big Bash teams that have... do you play in India? There's a big sort of comp, isn't there? He's gone again, Daniel. And he probably went on my worst question ever. So how...
Were you asking about the IPL?
No, remember they get to play. They get to play in a big series. I'm fairly sure I haven't seen this.
Go on.
Surely.
Keep talking.
Daniel, is he there? Daniel,
yeah,
you there?
Yeah, can you pay that bill for me?
Yeah, mate. I'll tell you what, we need to find you some winners today at somewhere to keep you boys occupied. So if you win the Big Bash, obviously there's a big prize for you financially for the team, which is outstanding. But then you can go on and play in another competition. Do they still do that?
No, they don't.
No, they do that anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore.
They bazzled that because the Aussies were too good.
They can, that's because we were too good there.
Hey, what did you think of the third test result yesterday? Oh, no doubt you would have been watching it with a few of the fellas. Frustrating?
I wouldn't say it would have been frustrating, obviously, if you were on the field, but it was great to watch. I mean, you couldn't fault the Aussie bowlers. They tried their absolute guts out all day, and it just wasn't meant to be. Just one of those things. The Indian batsmen really dug in and fought really hard, which was great to see. And that they were sort of down and out with a few injuries, and it was great to see the resilience they showed on day five. But I couldn't fault what the Aussies did. I know they dropped a couple of chances, but the Aussie bowlers tried their guts out as they always do.
How much does it take out of those guys pounding away for that entire fifth day in those conditions on that hard deck?
You'd probably think it would take a bit out of them. Yeah, they fought really hard all day, but they get to go up to the Gabba in some bowling friendly conditions. So I think that'll freshen their minds up, knowing that they can go up to the Gabba and bowl on more bowler friendly conditions, I think.
Enjoy how it all unfolds. Of course, tomorrow night you take on the Sydney Thunder there at Manuka Oval, I was going to say. Manuka Oval.
Yeah, I wish to pronounce it, yeah.
Quarter past seven, and we're about to interview a Thunder player, so interviewing you. We've got the keeper. We've got Baxter Holt.
Young Baxter. He's a lovely kid. Be nice to him.
Be nice to him.
Kid. We're Wednesday night, too. Did you say Tuesday? We're Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah, no, I said tomorrow night, didn't I?
What's today?
Today,
you're off in the bubble. You just lose track.
He's flying.
Oh, going good.
Go grab your pitching wedge and clear the mind.
Get down to the buffet, right, mate, and get stuck in.
I'll go and smack some golf balls into the boys.
There we go. Thanks, Daniel. Daniel Hughes there, the opening batsman, of course, for the Sydney Sixers, and they take on the Thunder tomorrow night there in Canberra. We will chat with Baxter Holt pretty soon. It must be a strange old world, the bubble. And how they're keeping themselves occupied, and when it's all done and dusted, getting back to some sort of normal life. Because even though they're in the bubble, we've still got some sort of normality, don't we, Shawnee, at the moment?
Oh, comparable to those guys, and women who are doing it in the world of sports, it's brutal. Like being away from your family for that period of time or your partner, absolutely brutal.
Do you think Australian sports will stay in a bubble type situation? I mean, look, I know in America at the moment they have the NFL, which aren't in a bubble situation. I know we're seeing certain, we saw a coach yesterday of a team not being there on the sideline, but we're talking about a country that has thousands and thousands of cases.
Mm.
Could it be that the NRL, AFL this particular year, if cases are low...
I hope for their sake they don't have to. Yeah. I really do. It must take a massive toll, not just on them professionally with their sports, but on the home front as well. Very tricky for everyone.